Tonight's shir Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Seif Dalad Hey and Vav Seif Dalad Im Kara Echad Shnei Pesukim Sarch Lachzor VeLikros. If one of the Aliyahs you only called them up and you read two Pesukim, you have to go and read again. V'im Lo Karu Bein Shloshton Elatisha Pesukim. And if between all three Aliyahs you only did nine Pesukim, Shlosh LeKol Echad, each one had three Pesukim. Because they do not have to go back and read again. The proof is Parashas Amalek, which is only 9 psukim. Avalim kara pachas mitisha, but if they lay less than 9 psukim, tzrichim lachzor v'likros, they would have to go back and read again. Mishnebura sifkan yud beis, shnei psukim. If one of the oilim only had 2 psukim, you have to go back and read again. Shnei psukim. Even though between all three aliyahs he had the 10 psukim, kigon sheshnayim shelefon of kara abraham. Let's say the first two aliyahs got 4 psukim each, and the third aliyah just had 2. Afilo hachi tzerich lachzor v'likros. You still have to go back and read again. Dein kriya chashuva bepachas mishlosh psukim. Reading less than 2 psukim, less than 3 psukim is not reading. Reading just 2 psukim is if you didn't read at all. If it's not 3 psukim, it's not considered a kriya. Because of the Taz writes, the Huadim B'Shachas, B'Shabbos, the same is true Shabbos morning. Afachas Shakur Shiva Kurum Kadin, even after you called up 7 aliyahs properly, Im Era Shakur Echad Achar Zeh, Shnei Psukim, if you called up another person, an Achar and a Hosofa, and only the 2 Psukim, Nami Chayz, we got to go back. May Hai Tamash Shikasag, for the reason we wrote that 2 Psukim is not an aliyah, that doesn't count. Siv Kadin Gimel, Sarach Lachse Velikro, so they'll have to go back and read again. Well, in bracha lifnei, as far as the bracha before the new aliyah, kach dina, this is the halacha. Emedayin lo birch bracha achrona. If they realized the balkari stopped after 2 psukim, and the oiler did not say the bracha yet, afal pishik vargol hasefer torah, even though he rolled the sefer torah closed, vayibedayin levarach, and he had in mind to start the bracha, v'nizkur shtol karak shnei psukim, they realized only said 2 psukim, they should go back, open up the Sefer Torah, and read without a new bracha. Avlim kevar berach bracha chana, but if you already finished the bracha afterwards, nistalka kriya harishon lagami, then the first reading is gone. Ulechein sarach lachzor ulevarach lefaneh ulahaschem mimakom shehiskel b'kriya hakodemes. So what he has to do is make a new bracha and start again from the place where they started before. Because the reading that they did, those 2 psukim don't count. So you have to repeat the 2 psukim, the old pasuk echadimo with one more pasuk added on, to make it into 3 psukim. If the first two aliyahs were 3 psukim each, then the last aliyah needs 4 psukim. So altogether it's 10 psukim. And even if they thought they were done with this person, they call up another person, he shows up at the Shulchan, and they realize that the one who just had the Aliyah only had the Psukim. Yamot Sham Oso Ha'acher, the new one they called up should just stand there. Achi Yivarach Zashenis, he waits while the previous makes the Baruchas again. V'yikrash Shlosh Psukim, and reads the 3 Psukim V'chanah, like we said before, V'yivarach Achim makes the Baruchah afterwards. And then the one they had called up will get the next aliyah. If the new person they called up began his bracha, either he began the bracha or he finished the bracha, and then they realized the previous aliyah only had 2 psukim. The new oila who went up, he should start from the point where they started before. Let's go back over those 2 psukim. Dino af shnei ha-psukim ha-kodim. He has to get those 2 psukim that were before read by themselves. V'yisayim od posuk, and they should do another posuk afterwards. V'yivarach la'achra, and say the bracha afterwards. V'yesh om, some say, shemavad shnei psukim ha-kodim, besides the 2 psukim that preceded him, yikra od shlosh psukim, which do 3 more. V'arishon yamad shamay shim was another one who got the aliyah of 2 psukim. He just stands there. Then they call up again, even though they're calling him up, the one who only got 2 psukim will make a new bracha, v'yikra lahalon, and he'll read continuing for the place where the previous one just ended off, and he'll do 3 psukim. V'marishon yorad kvar mi'ateva. And let's say the one who only got two psukim already left. He must walked away. V'achach nizku, and then they realize their mistake. Yichon the kros afla acher la'hashlim akum l'shot. Then it's okay to call someone else to make up the missing psukim. So, as long as the one who got two psukim is still up there, we want to give him an aliyah of three psukim. But if he already stepped down, at that point, just as long as you make up the two psukim that were read alone, they have to be read again with the hemshech, and you continue like that. But now, when does all this apply? When there was no kayin, so Yisraelim got all the aliyahs. Let's say this happened for a kayin. The first aliyah is a kayin. Shekar rakshnei psukim, and they lay in two psukim. They call up the Levi, made the bracha. They made a mistake by the kohen. For the kar rakshnei psukim, and you only did two psukim. Until now, we said, once the second one makes the bracha, let him lay in the previous two psukim plus the hemshech, and then give the one who got shortchanged the next aliyah. But for a kohen, you can't do that. You're not going to give the kohen shlishi. People say he's not a kohen. So he has a begat. So in this case, lo yaskan ha-levi, and makom shepasuk ha-koyin. The levi should pick up where the koyin ended off. The yikra mikamel anlon shlosh psukim, and he'll read three psukim ahead. Lo yikra shnei psukim rishonim shekar koyin, and they're not going to read the two psukim again that the koyin had read. Why is that? It's not as if, it's as if he didn't read it. The bechol on a weekday, koshim chisam eschalas ha-pasha. It's okay if you missed the first two psukim. As long as you read 10 psukim, that's what counts. Because it will be considered a blemish for the kahanim there. That the Levi starts from the beginning again. Then after the Levi, you have to call up two more aliyahs, because the whole kahanim doesn't even count, really. Call up two more Yisraelim after that, and make sure you have all the aliyahs. Make sure 10 psukim. The Efshalu Kroh Kohen HaRishon Shtach HaLevi, there's no way to call up the Kohen who got the first Aliyah after Levi. Then Kohen Korach HaLevi, we never give a Kohen after Levi. Ke'kriya Shekar Shnei Psukim K'mad Lesedam, the first two Psukim as if they're not there. So we need up a new, two more Aliyahs. The Levi is the first Aliyah, and then two Yisraelim. And make sure between the Levi and two Yisraelim, you get 10 Psukim. And Echanai, the first two Psukim don't count, like they weren't there. Vim Er B'Shabbos U'B'Yontif. Now what happens if it's Shabbos or Yontif? Shachris in the morning. Shakar the Echad min ha'olim shnei psukim. The one of the aliyahs, they did two psukim. Uberich la'achara, he said the brachas afterwards. V'niska shetor, he was the mistake. Yesh oim, some say, the bezet of yoyisah sheshuv liyikru hu ba'atzmo. Some say in this case it's better that the one who got the two psukim should not read again. El yikru acher, call up someone else. The bechol sha'osu lehoisav min ha'kuyim, on a weekday, you can't have more than three aliyahs. And can yikru acher lahashem kamo? So if you call someone to replace him, michzi kamisha karba akrum, looks like you have four aliyahs. Ma'ashen kamishavas debutahos, ma'ashavas, you can't have aliyahs. Yoyse toiv, it's better, she yikru acher mishikru olazesh nepalmim, b'sevet achas. So they say it's better to call someone else rather than have the same person reading the Torah twice. In Sinai Shabbos, it's not really the Chachil to do that. But the second Aliyah will have to pick up from where the first one started, because it's as if the Aliyah didn't count. And you'll have to have seven Aliyahs, excluding the one who just got two Psukim. Others say, no, even on Shabbos, you can call up the same person to make up the mistake, and we don't look at it as if it's a problem that he lay in twice. It's not two aliyahs. The first aliyah didn't count bechlal, and it's okay. So this is machlokes on Shabbos. Do we give the one who got shortchanged another time to read it, or we just have someone else replace him? Sivkat Yudaled, Parashas HaMolek. If you only did nine psukim instead of 10, did the evidence okay, like Parashas HaMolek? The kula ena el tisha psukim. The whole parasha in Bishalach is nine psukim. Vekiyim the hasam karan lachatchila tisha. The other chatchila is nine psukim on Purim. Bishal yomim yoytzim al kapanim b'diavad tisha. So other days, not Purim, b'diavad yoytzim with nine. V'lo bin nasser al kamitzel lachatchila. 10 psukim is mitzel chatchila. Vabeir hagro. If you look at the Vilna Gaon's commentary, v'chem etshuas panim meiris and etshuas panim meiris. Chol kamos. They disagree. V'daitim they hold that asur huli ikuva. 10 is ma'akev. You must have 10 psukim. If you have less than 10, go back, make the bracha again, and read. V'nira, it would appear, the afla day rishoni, even according to the first view, that it is okay. Tov sheyikru b'tzibah kopana below bracha od shlosha psukim. You really should lay in 3 more psukim without a bracha, b'tzibur, to make sure you have 10 psukim. Or it'll be 12 psukim, whatever it is. Sifkar desvav. Pachos mitisho, if they lay in less than 9, hainu shakar kolecha shlosha psukim, they all had 3 aliyahs, and each had 3 psukim. But it was really only 8 psukim. Why? The third aliyah began one pasuk back that the sheni already read. So now it's only 8 psukim. They're not going to be yotze. If the shlishi only read 2 psukim, if the already said before, it's not yotze. In this case, even though they read 3 psukim, one of them was a repeat from before, and it's only 8 psukim in total, so it's not good enough. The yesh some say the yasvid he would be yasvid yavid. Why? Can't you kaparam karl kalachas psukim? The mice they had 3 psukim each. That's the reverse. This sheet holds the mice. You had 3 psukim. Ah, you repeated one. So what? So that's the yesh that you would be yasvid yavid in this case. Sifkan design svichel nachsav the gross. So if they did less than 9, they have to do it again. What's the law meaning to say? Oh, so shakar shogogin, the one who didn't get the right number of psukim, should read again. The word srichim in plural is not accurate, it's not specific. So if, hey, imkara parashas para, uposak bivlager hagar besocham, if they're reading parashas para and they stop prematurely, the girl saved her and they rolled up the saved her, chosu paseach, open it back up, umaschil merosha parashah, and start again from the beginning of the parashah, ad titma ad ha'arev, and make the brachas before and after. They close sevator. Many achronim agree. The golal lav davka, rolling it is not the issue. It all depends on whether you said the final bracha or not. If you did not say the final bracha, even though they close the sevator, just open it up, finish the aliyah the way you're supposed to, without a bracha beforehand. Sifkar yuches, mirosha parasha, you go back to the beginning of the parasha. For hadlo sagish yas amokas apostol tchila, why isn't it enough just to pick up where you left off? The kivash al karmi tchila kaseyish tikna chachamim, since when they read it the first time, they didn't do it the way chachamim instituted, ain kan kriya, it's not considered a kriya at all. Va'afal pikin eskima achorim, but nonetheless the achorim agree, dim dilegez apostol ain achoser, that if he would miss a pasuk, he doesn't go back. Because we'll lay in the parasha on the Shabbos, when we get to Chukas, we'll lay in it. The same way we said before in Sif Gimel, when it comes to the parashas, we lay in on Yontif. However, that's only true if he skipped a pasuk, which is not part of the main obligation, which is through a ger l'gar b'socham. Avlam dealing meikah chov, some of he skipped from the main chayiv, hiskin vila yorab the chayzer. Yorab agrees he would go back. K'moshin espar le'ab mishtabur, sifkan yon alaf, like we clarified this before, in mishtabur sifkan yon alaf, then the psukim carbon musaf, by the psukim of carbon musaf. Se'if vav, hakar b'tur rishon, v'kar ha'shen ma'shakar ha'rishon, if someone leaned the first aliyah, then the second aliyah comes up, and he repeats what the first one leaned. If he adds 3 psukim to what the first one leaned, or if either shnai makom lo efshar, or 2, if it's not possible more, the second one counts as part of the number of aliyahs that are necessary. But if not, just repeats what the first one did, doesn't count to anything, except for the case of the musafim of sukkis where there's no alternative. Mishtaburis of Konyotes, Harishon. So the second aliyah read what the first one read. Dafka b'diavid, this is by accident, b'diavid. Avad chathchila en kadai shikal mafreem epsukim akoyin, and the chathchila, you don't repeat the psukim before. Afilm yitzel hois v'leim kam, even if you want to add to them many psukim. Achish no agim parashas b'chukosai, but there are those of a mini, parashas b'chukosai. Karin lo oilo tochacha, shosh psukim koydim, When we come to Tochacha, we will begin three psukim earlier to begin with something good. Ashkar kar hashlishi yosem psukim, even though the previous aliyah read those psukim. It's interesting, he calls it the shlishi. Isn't our Tochacha chamishi?
When? So it's shlishi. It's
shlishi?
It's shlishi when it's by itself. It's chamishi when it's together.
Together. So even though the shlishi read the psukim, he's the revi by this case. It's a funny sneer. He's giving case when it's revi. The shlishi read up until the Tochacha, and the revi is going to pick up three psukim earlier to start with David Tov. So he explains in the notes on the side. We're talking about a case when the Av Beisin gets shlishi, even chukosai. So they'd read until the Tochacha for him. And Tochacha is going to be the revi. So I guess it's a Shabbos when it's by itself. And we're going to make the Tochacha a revi because we want to give the Av Beisin the shlishi. That's why it's that case. So he says, you repeat the psukim that you lain for the shlishi to start with David Tov, instead of stopping three psukim earlier. Sivkan chav, shosh psukim, three psukim, makam shafshar, you add three psukim if possible. Sivkan chav, afo, afilu shnayim or two. Hanashah hoisif shnei psukim al posuk echad. You add two psukim to the one posuk shakar mashalafam that he repeated that was read before. Kamosha anuhagin, like we do, perosh chodesh. Shalevi maaskal posuk shakar kayin. The Levi picks up and repeats the last pasuk we read for the Kayin. He just has two psukim. There's no alternative. As we clarify in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. There's no alternative. You can't read three. Kim Shnaim, only two. Mishum the Selakinon, because the topic ended. The Ilo, Efshar Klal, Havidumid the Parachag. If it's really not impossible, you repeat everything the same. That's like the case of the Musaf of Sukkos. The Parachag on Sukkos. Sifkan Chav Gimel. V'im Lav, if not, it doesn't count. You just repeat. It doesn't count. Shlokar shoshim b'malkum de efshel likosor. He didn't read three when you could. Or shlokar shnayim b'malkum de efshel lo when he couldn't do, or he didn't do two when it was possible al kapal kashnayim to do at least two. All he did was repeat. So sekan chafdaled ain oilem in amin doesn't count. Midrashim de mash, what the language implies, that ain iser b'dor v'lachsav likos mashakar oil shafam, that it's not forbidden to call someone up and repeat. Al shein oilem in akun, this doesn't count towards your number of aliyahs. This is the Shitas, so it's Rishu Beis. Fine, Shambar Ramah, the Chalak Hazel, the Ramah over there disagrees. And the only exception is going to be something like Simchas Torah when we don't have an alternative, we keep repeating. Sifkan Chafhei, B'Parachag, B'Chal Hamoyed Sukkos, the first of Chol Moyed Sukkos. To Revi, Chosev Ekur, Mashakar, Koin of Levi. Revi repeats what the Koin of Levi read. Mishon Lo Efshel, Lekos, Tefar, Mashakar, Enim, Inyan Shalom. You can't go say something else which isn't Inyan Shalom. So there is no alternative just to keep going. So in Mela, you end up repeating the Aliyah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we repeat the Chag. And he points out on the side, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sfeika D'Yoma, so all the Arba Oilem do this Kriya of that day. We at least do Sfeika D'Yoma. We do the Sfeika D'Yoma, the 2 days, and then we repeat one. And Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sfeika D'Yoma. It's repeated.